All right, Chabosai, good morning. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Gavi and Sheena Cohn in commemoration of the yard site of Gavi's grandmother, Mrs. Clara Oxman, Zichron of the Bracha Chaim, Bas Chaim Leib Halevi. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her neshama will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. Chabosai, so with that, let's begin. So we left today's daf is Kufchas 108. And we left off literally bottom of the page, 107b, last lines. Boy Rava. So we'll say Rava asked the following kasha. Hama'ala, actually a very interesting case. Hama'ala, top of Kufres. Hama'ala Rosh ben Yonah. She'in bo kizayis. Umalach umashlimo le kizayis ma'a. So we'll listen to this interesting shayla. We established at the end of yesterday's daf is that halacha lemaisa, in order to be chayav for shchut echutz, you have to go ahead and offer up a kizayis. Here's the shayla. Person goes ahead and offers up the head of a ben yonah, of a dove, but there's not a kizayis of meat, not a kizayis of flesh, or of bone for that matter. But remember again, when you go ahead and you offer up a karban, I'll call karban chatakriv melach, you offer up salt as part of every karban, and when you put together the salt, so to add the salt in, there is a kizayis. So we'll take a look at Rashi. Rashi is Rosh Yonah, shal ola sa'ol behalo bachutz. Ultimately, again, you're offering up the yonah, you're offering up the dove. The head by itself doesn't have a kizayis, but when you add in the salt, it does have a kizayis. Somehow, so the shayla is, does this count as shchut techutz or not? So the Gemara says, "Omeli Rava mi parkazia mi parzaki." Excuse me, Rava mi parzaki said as follows: Rav Ashi, lav hainu pluktaihu to Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. So both say the Gemara suggests, is this not the same machlokes ultimately of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? In other words, didn't we have this discussion yesterday in the realm of the case of the piece of meat that was a kizayis with the bone, but not by itself? And the shaila was, is the bone mitztaref with the meat or not? So machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we'll say, isn't it the same machlokes over here? Is the salt mitztaref with the meat or not? Same machlokes. To which the Gemara says, Tibay the Rav Yochanan, Tibay the Reish Lakish. Not necessarily. Tibay the Rav Yochanan. So we'll say, even according to Rav Yochanan, it says as follows. Even Rav Yochanan, who says that the bone combines with the meat to form the kizayis, maybe he only says that by the bone and the meat. Why? To which the Gemara says, so ad kam lo kam Rabbi Yochanan hasam ela etzem dimina debasahu. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan Bose only said that the bone combines with the meat. Why? Ultimately, because it's all part of the same min. In other words, it's all part of the same animal. Ava melach de lav bar mino de bar yonahu lo. Rabbi Yochanan says salt, which is not part of the animal, so maybe it is not mitztaref ultimately to go ahead and form the kizayis. Tibay the Reish Lakish. Bose, similarly again, the kasha could be according to Reish Lakish. Why? Ad kamo kam Reish Lakish hasam ela di parish mina lav mitzvah la'asuke. So we'll say, you see, here's the difference. Reish Lakish said, in the case of the bone, if the meat comes off the bone, Rabbi said, there is no obligation to offer up the meat together with the bone. Once they become separated, so the meat becomes its own entity and need not be offered up with the bone. However, again, aval hacha, but we'll say when it comes to salt, the halacha is that a karban must be offered up with salt, to the point that even if for some reason the salt became detached from the meat, what's the halacha? Mitzvah la'asuke. There is a mitzvah to somehow put the salt, not somehow, there is a mitzvah to put the salt back on the meat, to which the Gemara says, lo, therefore again, perhaps halacha lemaisa, the salt does become part of the meat itself. O dilma, or perhaps lo shna, there is no difference between salt and the bone, therefore the Gemara says, teku. So we'll say, so this particular case, although in the case of the machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we have a clear nekudas hamachlokes, and we saw ultimately again that the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, namely that the bone is mitztaref ultimately again to the shear of the meat, in an effort to go to form a kezayis. When it comes to the salt, apparently the Gemara leaves off as a teku. It does the salt, or is the salt mitzarif to the shear of kezayis or the meat, so the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Weiter. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer. So we'll say, going back to the Mishnah for just a moment. So the Mishnah recorded the following discussion. The Mishnah said, one moment. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak said as follows. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Tami Sha'achal Tahor Chayiv. So Rabbi Yosef Lili said that if someone who's Tamei eats something that is Tahor, he's Chayiv, V'Tamei Sha'achal Tamei Pater. But a Tamei, ultimately, who eats something that was Tamei, is Pater. Why? Shalo Achal Ela Davar Tamei. Because the Tamei is not really doing anything. He's already Tamei. So by eating something that's Tamei, he's not actively changing anything. The Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yossi Galili, Amru lo af Tamei sha'achal es ha-tahar, kevan shenaga bo tamu. So we'll say, so the Chachamim say, well, using that logic, even someone who is Tamei, who eats something that is tahar, the moment that he touches it, it becomes Tamei. So effectively, it's as if someone who's Tamei is eating something Tamei. So that was ultimately what the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara says, so the issue is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah never responds. He doesn't say anything. So the Gemara says, Heishiv Rebbe, Tachas Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rebbe responds on behalf of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And he says as follows, Ma l'shochit bifnim, what about the case of, say, if somebody who shechts inside the Beis HaMikdash but offers it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Shahaisalo shas ha-kosher. So we'll say, so that karban, again, had time in which it was kosher. In other words, when it was shechted on the inside, it had a moment or it had a period of time in which it was a proper karban. Tomar b'shochit chutz umma'ale b'chutz. You hear about, say, in the case of where it was shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And what? Offered up outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shelo Haisala Shasa Kosher. There was a such a carbon, ultimately again, never had a moment in which it was kosher at all. So we'll say, so that's how Rebbe responds to this. Heishiv Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Tach Rebbe Yossi Aglili. So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon also answers for Rebbe Yossi Aglili, Ma L'shochet Bifnim U'ma'ale B'chutz Shekin Kodesh Mekablo. Rebbe will say, what about the following situation? What about the case of shochit bifnim uma'ale b'chutz? Which Rebbe will say is the case of a person who shechs the karban inside the Beis HaMikdash and offers it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shekin kodesh mekablo. So Rebbe will say, kodesh mekablo means as follows. That if you were to, this is a case of where you shechted the karban inside, then brought it outside. The halacha is if you were to bring it back inside and offer it up on the Mizbeach would be Makabalit. Tomar, B'shochet B'chutz, She'in Kodesh Makabo. Both say, if you were to go ahead and shecht it on the outside, or in other words, if it never had a Shasa Kosha, but you shechted it outside, then what? Shin Kodesh Makabo. Then we'll say, in that case, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, ultimately, would not go ahead and be Makabalit. To which the Gemara says, so we'll say in both of these cases, the Gemara is just showing examples of where the item had a shas kosher, but ultimately, again, was not acceptable afterwards. My benayu, so we'll say, what is the practical difference between these two approaches? Amr zi'iri shchitas layla, ika benayu. So we'll say, so the nafkamina between these two approaches ultimately would be what? Shchitas layla. We'll say, you shechted the carbon at night. So if you shechted the carbon at night, it never had a shasa kosher. Take a look at Rashi. Shchitas layla ike benayu. Rashi says it's the first of the short lines. L'Rebbe shachat behema balayla bifnim. If you shechted an animal at night inside the Beis HaMikdash, v'hela b'chutz, but you offered it up outside, pater. We'll say one would be pater. Why? Shelo haisa la shasa kosher. Ultimately, again, because it never had any type of shasa kosher, the b'shchitasa nifsala. So we'll say ultimately, Rabbi Lazar. I'm sorry, b'shchitasa nifsala. Because it would be possible to shchita. But the Rabbi Lazar chayiv shahari hekdish mekablo shim ala lo yere. But according to Rabbi Lazar, we'll say if you were to bring it inside and offer it up, it would be an acceptable carbon. So we'll say that's one nafkamina. Rabba Amar, Kabbalah Bekli Chol Ikalarayu. Rabba says, we'll say, if you did Kabbalah Bekli Chol, or if you did Kabbalah in a non-Kli Sharis, would also be a nafkamina. How so? Rabba says, look at Rashi. Rabba Amar, Kabbalah Bekli Chol Ikalarayu, Shas HaKosher Lekal. So we'll say, there is no point in time in which the carbon was permitted, but Kodesh Mekablo Ika. But ultimately, again, it is a case of, we'll say, where the Kodesh should be Mekablo. Why? The Kodesh should be Sula B'Kodesh, HaKodesh Mekablo. Because we'll say, any time where the Psul was in the Kodesh, ultimately, again, the carbon could be technically accepted if offered up. Fine. So we'll say, so these are just two responses on behalf of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and then Afkamina between the two. Tameh Sha'achol, Bein Kodesh. So we'll say the next part of the Mishnah was as follows. The last part of the Mishnah was Tamei Sha'achal. Tamei Sha'achal Tamei Potter. So we'll say this again is Rabbi Yosei Lili, that if a Tamei ate something, actually it's the Mishnah, Tamei who ate something that is Tamei is Potter. Why? Shelo Ochal Ela Davar Tamei. Because Rabbi Yosei Lili says at the end of the day the Tamei didn't do anything significant because the item was already Tamei. So by ingesting something Tamei, he has not in fact done anything different. To which the Gemara says, so remember, the Rabbanan then respond back to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The Rabbanan say, Amru lo, af tamei sha'achal es ha-tahar, kevan shenaga bo tamu. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, you want to say that a tamei who eats something that is tamei is potter because he didn't really do anything significant. Well, I'll tell you, a tamei who eats something that is tahar, Rabbi Yossi, also doesn't do something significant. Why? Because the moment that he touches it, ultimately, again, it becomes tamei, and therefore, by definition, by the time he ingests it, it is effectively a tamei eating something tamei. So Shapir Kamrile Rabbanan the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So the Rabbanan are giving an effective answer to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Amar Rava. So Rava says as follows. Kol heicha dinitma tumas haguf ve'achar kach nitma basar. So we'll say, listen to this. We're now talking, the Gemara is now going to focus on two different types of tuma. When there was initially tumas haguf, in other words, the person was tamei, ve'achar kach nitma basar, and only afterwards does the sacrificial meat become tamei. The kuli amalo pligi dechayiv. Everyone will agree that what? Everyone will agree that ultimately one will be chayiv. Why? Shekein tumas agov bekaris. Because it will say tumas agov carries with it karis. So keep pligi. Where does the machlokis come up? Bishenitma basar va'acharkach nitma agov. We'll say when first there is tumas basar, and then only afterwards does the individual become tamei. So what's the machlokes? Dirabonan savri, dirabonan se migo. So we'll say dirabonan se migo, namely that what? That since ultimately again, so now that he becomes tamei tumas aguf, so we'll say not only, so therefore again, not only is there an iser on the meat, but now there's an additional iser upon him to go ahead and consume that meat. That's the migo rabosai. Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar, lo amrin amigo. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, we don't say that since now, see, we'll say, here's the difference. When the meat was first tamei, but he was tahor, so the prohibition ultimately, again, was only for him to consume tamei meat. Now that he is tamei, there's a prohibition for him to consume even tahor sacrificial meat. Since his status devolves upon tar sacrificial meat, therefore what? Therefore it devolves upon tamei sacrificial meat as well. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili doesn't hold of the migo. Rabbi Yossi, nihid de migo lo aminon, teisei tumas haguf techamira, v'tachal al tumas basar. See, even if Rabbi Yossi HaGlili doesn't hold of the migo, the Rabbi Yossi nevertheless what? Allow the tumas haguf, which is chamor, to go ahead and be chal on the tumas basar. Amravashi, mimai de tumas haguf chamura. How do you know that the tumas haguf is more chamor? Dilma, tumas basar chamura. We'll say maybe ultimately again the tumah of the basar is more chamor. Why? Shekein ein la tara b'mikvah. Because we'll say at the end of the day, it doesn't have tara in a mikvah. See, we'll say halacha lemaisa. Tumas haguf does have tara in a mikvah. Tumas basar does not have tara in a mikvah. Okay, so we'll say, so the Gemara essentially ends off and does not ultimately again resolve this particular dispute between Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say now, halacha lemaisa, Halacha l'maisa, the Gemara paskins, the Rambam paskins, like the Chachamim, and ultimately again, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. However, Rabbi Yosi, in that last case of Tar she'achal tamei pater shenu chayiv ela tumasugov. So Rabbi Yosi, the last case, however, is we do paskin like, because it seems to be everybody agrees with this, which is the case of the Tahar who eats something that is tamei. So we'll say in that case, halacha l'maisa, there is no liability, because the karbanic liability is when the individual is tamei and eats something that is tahar. Fine. Says the Mishnah, we'll say, chomer b'shchita mi ba'aliyah, uben ba'aliyah mi b'shchita. So we'll say, now the Gemara goes on with this sugya, still dealing with shchutei chutz. So the Gemara says as follows. There are certain stringencies that shechita has over, we'll say aliyah means the act of offering something up. So there are certain stringencies that shechita has over aliyah, uba aliyah mi b'shechita, and certain stringencies that aliyah has over shechita. How so? Chumra b'shechita, so we'll say, what's the chumra that shechita has over aliyah? Shashochet lehedyot chayev. Well, this is actually very interesting. If a person shechts, for, let's say again, a person is shechting and they have in mind, I'm shechting to Reuven. Or as we'll say, he's dedicating his shechita to Reuven. He's shechting to another person. So we'll say, ultimately, in that case, a person will be chayiv. In other words, you're chayiv for shechutei chutz if you have in mind to shecht for another person, i.e., not to avodah zara or not to God, but for another person. V'hama'ala lehedyot pater. But if you offer up a karban for a person, lehedyot, for a person, then I will say, ultimately, again, you are pater. Now, look at Rashi for just a moment. A very important qualification here. Hama'ala lehedyot pater, mishum ha'alos chutz. So I'll say, the act of offering up the karban for someone else, you will be pater. However, for shchutei chutz, however, v'chayiv mishum oved avodas kohavim. So I'll say, you're pater, ultimately, again, for shchutei chutz, but you're chayiv for what? You're chayiv for avodah zara. In other words, the act of offering up a karban to another person or for a person is not shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is only when you do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is avodah zara. The chayiv mishum avodas kochavim. Rashi says, okay, fine, we don't have to do the rest of Rashi. Chumra ba'aliyah, so we'll say, what's the chumra that aliyah, that offering up has over shchita? Listen to this. Shnayim sha'achsu b'sakin v'shachtu pater. So I will say, ultimately, again, if two people hold on to the knife and shecht the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so they will be pater. Achzu be'ever ve'he'alu chayavim. But if two people hold on to a sacrificial limb and offer it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then what Rabbi say? They will be chayiv. So if two people do shechita, they'll be pater. If two people do ha'alo, act of offering up, they will be chayiv. Achzu be'ever ve'he'alu chayavim. He'ala chazer ve'he'ala. The Chazer V'Hala, we'll say, now we're going to discuss what this case is, but if you offer up, go back and offer up, go back and offer up. In other words, you do multiple acts of offering up, then what's the halacha? Chayiv al kol aliyah. You are chayiv, we'll say, independently for each act of offering. Div Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, eino chayiv el achas. You're only chayiv for one act. Furthermore, you're only chayiv if you offer something up on the top of a mizbeach. You need an actual altar to be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Reb Shimon says no. Afilu he'ala al sela o al even chayiv. Reb Shimon says even if you offer up the item, the carbon on a stone. Right, sela is a stone, even is a stone, you will be chayiv. So we'll say, this last machlokes is actually quite interesting, which is, in order to be chayiv for shchutei chutz, do you need a mizbeach or not? So ultimately, again, Rabbi Yossi says, you're only chayiv if you offer up on an altar, and Rabbi Shimon says, even if you offer up on a stone, you will be chayiv as well. So we'll say, now let's go back there. So the first thing, Maishna hamala lehedyot depata. So we'll say, remember again, what we establish is as follows, that with the chumra that shechita has over aliyah is as follows. If you shecht a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and you do it lehedyot, which means, you have in mind, I'm shechting this carbon for Reuven. It's an act of avodah, an act of service, right, for Reuven. So the halachas will say, I'm chayiv for that. So yet, if I offer up that carbon in for Reuven, I'm potter. So mashna hama'ala lehedyot de potter. So we'll say, why is it that ultimately, again, If I offer up, the carbon to a head yot, I am potter. D'chsev l'Hashem. Because it was, it says that the only time you're chai for shchut eichot is if what? If you do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only if you shech the carbon up outside of the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of Hashem. B'shchita nami haksiv l'Hashem. Rabbi say, b'shchita also says l'Hashem. Shiny hasam da amakra, ish ish. We'll say the difference by shchita is it says ish ish, which sounds like that's what? Even if I do the shchita, l'shem ish, for the sake of a person, I will be chai for that. One second. Gabe ha'ala, nami ksiv ish ish. Was like by offering up, it also says ish ish, to which the Gemara says mibayle lishnaim shehelu be'ever chayavin. Was say that teaches me that if two people offer up a limb outside the base, I mean, they'll be chayiv. Ihachi hachi nami mibayle lishnaim she'asu b'sakin v'shachtu shechayavin. I, why don't I need that in the case? Rabbi said it teach me that if two people hold the knife and they shech, that they should be chayiv. Shiny hasan damekrahahu. Shechita is different because it says hahu, which teaches me that what? Only one person is chayiv if they do the shechita. V'lo shnayim. Ihachi gabi halo nami ksiv hahu. By offering it up, it also says hahu, to which the Gemara says, miboyle amadeis lemeute shogeg anos umuta. V'osai, that hahu comes to exclude what case? V'osai, to teach me that halacha lemaisa, if a person does the act of shechita, not the act of shechita, we'll say, the person does the act of halal. He offers up the carbon. B'shogeg, accidentally. Anus, Rebbe says, he's forced to do it. Umute, or mistakenly does it, that he's potter. Yihachi, if that's the case, hachinami by shechita, why don't I say hahu also teaches me, b'imibayle l'me'ute, anus, shogeg, umute. We'll say, I should use hahu to what? To teach me that ultimately, again, if he shechts the carbon, the shchut eichotz, and he does it anus, either again extenuating circumstances, shogeg mistakenly, or muta, also I should say shogeg by accident, muta mistakenly, that he should also be potter, to which the Gemara says, you're right, but trei hahu ksivi. Bosei, thereby shchita, it says hahu twice. So one einach inami bosei is to go ahead and exclude two people, and one is to go and exclude the case of ones shogeg and muta. Ve'ela la'ashem la'amalim. So we'll say, ultimately, again, so why do I need the la'ashem? La'hotzi si'ira mishtalech. It comes to exclude the case of si'ira mishtalech. We'll say, what's the case of si'ira mishtalech? Take a look at Rashi. Last of the wide lines on top of Rashi. La'amale la'hotzi si'ira mishtalech. Dimashma haro'i l'karev l'shem chayavin alav abachotz. We'll say, ultimately, again, that which is normally fit to be offered up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that carbon, if you did it outside, you're chayav for shchut eichotz. V'she'eino omed l'shem, but I will say any carbon which is not offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein chayavin alav b'chutz. One would not be chayav if they shechted it outside of the basement. So I will say, what's a good example of a carbon which is not fit to be offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is the seer mishtaliach. I will say that is the seer that is pushed off the cliff on Yom Kippur. That is not offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you were to take that seer and you were to actively shecht it and offer it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, interestingly enough, you would not be chayav for shchut eichotz. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. So we go through this vayter. Ish ish. The pasuk says ish ish. So the Gemara says matam lomar. But say, what does that come to teach me? The rabbis shnayim sha'achzu be'eber v'ha'alu shechayavin. Well, so that comes to teach me as follows, that if two people take a limb, a sacrificial limb, this is a carbon that was shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and two people take the limb together and offer it up, that they are chayiv. So we'll say, so now, why would I think otherwise? Sheyachol v'alo dinu, because we'll say, I could have made a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma shochet lehedyot Shechayiv. So we'll say, if you go ahead and you shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash and you shecht lehedyot, which means you're not shechting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or even for another God, but you're shechting for a person, that you're chayiv. Yet, shnayim she'achzu b'sakin v'shechtu pater. Yet, Rabbi will say, if two people do the act of shechita together, what's the halacha? The halacha is that they are pater. So I would have thought, hamale lehedyot she'pater. So Rabbi will say, in a case of where a person offers up a carbon for a hedyot, right, to another person outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they will be potter. Eino din sheshtaim sheachzu shepturid. The Rebbe say all the more that saw that what? That if two people hold on to the limb and offer it up together, they should certainly be pater. Talmud lomar ish ish. The Rebbe said the pasuk says ish ish to teach you what? That even if two people go ahead and offer up the sacrificial limb together, they will be chayiv. Div Rebbe Shimon. Both say these are the words of Rebbe Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says no. Hahu echad velo shnayim. Rabbi Yossi says that Hahu teaches me that only if one person does it is he liable, but if two people do it together, they will be pater. Im kein ma tamulomer ish ish. Let's say if that's the case, that at the end of the day, only if one person does it is he liable, but if two people do it together, they are pater, then why use the lashon of ish ish altogether? Dibra Torah kilashon b'nei Adam. Because it will say ish ish is not there to learn something. Ish ish is just what? That's just how the Torah speaks. Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Homi boile l'me'ute shogeg anus muta. What's Rabbi Shimon will say? That phrase ultimately, ish ish, comes to teach me what? Comes to teach me, or I should say, comes to exclude the case of shogeg, anus, and muta. So we'll say again, shogeg is the case of a person who commits this act accidentally. Anus, Rabosai, is coercion or extenuating circumstances. Mut'eh means he is mistaken about the halacha. Rabbi Yossi, where does Rabbi Yossi darshan this from? He darshans it from mehahu hahu. But say ultimately, mehu hahu. But say ultimately, again, it could have just said hu. It says hahu, which is an extra phrase, therefore that's usable for the drasha. Rabbi Shimon will say, hu hahu lo darish. Or say he doesn't go ahead and darshan hu hahu. Or say hu hahu means that it could have just said hu. Hahu is an elongated form, and therefore again you can learn out of drasha from that elongated form. Rabbi Yossi will say, "May dahai ish ish dibra Torah kolosham bnei Adam." So if you're going to tell me that this ish ish is just the way the Torah speaks, then ultimately again, hahu ish ish nami dibra Torah kolosham bnei Adam. So when the Torah says ish ish in the second context, we could also say dibra Torah kolosham bnei Adam. So I'll say, if that's the case, then from where do we know that if someone shechts, so if someone shechts lahedyot rabosai, or if somebody shechts ultimately again for the sake of a person, that they will be chayv for shchut echutz? Nachgalei meidam yechashev leish hahu dam shafach. So we can learn it out from the phrase of dam yechashev laish hahu dam yishafach. That even if ultimately again the spilling of the blood, i.e. the shechita, is done leish hahu, is done for the sake of a person, one will be chayiv for that. Afilu hashochet leish, even if one shechts ultimately again for the sake of a particular person, but we'll say not for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one will be chayiv for that. Good. So we'll say, so the next case in the Mishnah, which you're going to spend the next few moments on, is the case is as follows: of hashochet. We'll say this. Now it sounds like what the case of Rabbi says is as follows: I'm shechting an animal. I'm offering up an animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like what I've done over here is cut the animal into pieces, and I'm offering up part after part after part. So what's the fundamental shaila? The fundamental shaila will say is: do I do this one? Do I view this as one act of ha'alah b'chutz, and therefore I'm only going to be chayiv once? Or do we view each limb as a separate halah, a separate offering, and therefore I'll be chayiv for each and every act? So the Mishnah seemed to indicate, or not, the insinas in the end. The Mishnah said, hela, v'chazer v'hela, v'chazer v'hela, chayiv al kol aliyah, divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi omer eino chayiv al ha'achla. So we'll say, fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm chayiv for each and every act. Rabbi Yossi says, I am only chayiv once. So let's understand this. Amr Yish Lakish. So Yish Lakish says, where's the machlokas? Machlokas bedalad vehe evarim. The machlokas in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi Abosei is where? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi is where Abosei, I'm offering up four or five limbs. In other words, like I just described, I'm offering up limb after limb after limb. The mar savar ki ksev la'asos oso. So Rabbi Yossi holds that when it says la'asos oso means it in its entirety fully intact, i.e., I am only chayef for shchut dechutz rabosai when I offer up a totally intact animal. But if I offer it up limb by limb, I am not chayef for that. If I should say it differently, I'm only chayef once for that. So the Gemara says, sounds like what it's saying over is as follows. Even according to Rabbi Yosef HaLili, what did he say? When I offered up, what does Rabbi Yosef HaLili says? Eino chayiv ela achos. Now, according to this, how would you understand that eino chayiv ela achos? When am I chayiv, Rabbi Yosef? When am I chayiv? Probably at the end. Whereas after I've offered up all of the limbs, at this point in time, I've offered up a full, complete animal. Therefore, I will be chayiv. That would be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says, "Akol aver ve'aver ksiv." Ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon says, "No." Rabbi says, "Lasos also is a reference ultimately to what? To every aver, every limb of the animal that you offer up, you will be chayef for." Aval, Rabbi says, according to this version, Aval aver echad divrei akol inu chayef ela achas. Rabbi says, if halacha lemaisa. Let's say you were to take one aver and to cut it up into multiple pieces and offer up those pieces one by one. Everyone would agree that what? That you would only be chayiv achos. You'd only be chayiv achos. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Aval be'aver echad, it's right across from Magos Habach. Ve'kriva lachatzon, and you were to offer up that aver avosai in pieces. La'achar shehikriv shara evarim. Dilu alav levadu afilu hikriv shalim patr le Rabbi Yossi. So what I see, you have to say what the case over here is as follows. But if you only offered up one aver that you cut up into pieces, everyone would agree that you'll only be chayiv once. Then Rabbi Yossi, now when we say you'll only be chayiv once, remember, Rabbi Yossi would say you're only chayiv once if what? After you would go ahead and offer up the rest of the animal. So Rabbi Yossi, so what we have over here is as follows. In the first iteration of this machlokes, the machlokes of Osei is about a case of where you're offering up multiple limbs. So I'm offering up the animal in totality, but I've cut up the animal into limbs, and I'm offering up limb by limb by limb. Rabbi Shimon says, you're chayef for each and every limb. Rabbi Yossi says, no, la'asos also means you're only chayef for offering up a complete shalim animal. Rabbi Yossi will agree that you don't have to offer up the animal fully intact. In other words, you can offer up the animal in pieces, but you'll only be chayef when? After you offer up the animal in its totality. But if you were to take one limb and cut it up into multiple pieces, everyone would agree that you'll only be chayiv once. They will say, now when the only part they disagree is when you're chayiv that once. According to Rabbi Shimon, you'll be chayiv the once after you finish offering up all of the pieces of the limb. According to Rabbi Yossi, you'll be chayiv the once when? When? When you finish offering up all of the pieces of the animal. We'll say that's the first iteration of the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Machlokes be'ever echad. In fact, the machlokes in Rabbi Yossi HaLevi and Rabbi Shimon says actually in the case of one limb cut up into multiple pieces. Demar savar mukdrei pnim shechasru ve'halu b'chutz chayiv. Because also ultimately one opinion says that which is offered inside the Beis HaMikdash that became chaser and was offered up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one is chayiv for umar savar potter. And the other opinion says that you're potter. Aval b'dalit vehe evarin divrei akol chayiv al kol ever ve'ever. So we'll say in this second version of the machlokes actually is about what? Is about the cut up limb, the one cut up limb that's offered up in pieces. But if you're offering up an animal in its entirety, it's just that the animal is cut up into four or five pieces, everyone will agree that you're chayiv for each and every piece. Upliga du'ula, and we'll say ultimately again, this argues on Ula, because what does Ula say? Hakol mode b'muktari pnim, shechasru v'ha'elu b'chutz, shechayiv. Everyone agrees, ultimately again, we'll say, on those items which were shechted on the inside, but then became chaser, and were offered up outside, that you're chayiv. Lo nechluku ela b'muktari b'chutz, shechasru v'ha'elu b'chutz. The machlokes of Ula says, only was saying that it's shechted on the outside, and then became chaser, and then is offered up outside. Demar savar patur, mar savar chayiv. Ikadam, it was another version of this. Amar ulo, hakomol din b'muktari chutz, shechasru v'halu b'chutz. Everyone agrees, it will say, in a carbon that was shechted outside, and they came deficient outside. Shu patur, that ultimately one is patur. Lo nechleku ela b'muktari pnim, shechasru v'halu b'chutz. Where do they argue, as we'll say, in a carbon that's all, that is shechted on the inside, that became chaser and was shechted outside, the mar saver potter, umar saver chayiv. And Abba say ultimately again the version of Avuah de Shmuel argues on the Lishna Kam of Ula, the Amr Avuah de Shmuel, because Abba say the father of Shmuel said as follows: Keman Mahadrinan Polkin Legabe Mizbeach. Abba say Polkin refers to a limb that pops off the Mizbeach as a result of the fire. Who do we, according to whose opinion? Abba say something pops off the Mizbeach, do we return it? So the Gemara says Keman Delo Krabi Osi. Ultimately, again, like Rabbi Yossi. Excuse me, not like Rabbi Yossi. So finally, so we'll say, so we end off ultimately again with this incredible machlok, not end off, so we end this section between the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say, the Rambam paskins ultimately again, like Rabbi Yossi, namely that halacha lemaisa, that we follow the opinion, the Rambam paskins, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that halacha lemaisa you only chayiv ela achos, that in this case where you go ahead and you offer it up four or five times, you're only going to be chayiv once. However, it appears that we accept the second version of this dispute, that lemaisa, again, that lemaisa, it's only when you take one limb and cut it up into four or five pieces. But halacha lemaisa, if you were to offer up the animal in four or five pieces in its totality, that you in fact would be chayiv for each of those pieces. Good. We'll say, let's end off the Mishnah as follows. Ve'enu chayiv achiyah. So we'll say, remember again, the last machlokes, which is actually quite interesting, is for shchutei chutz, what do you have to offer up the karban on? So we'll say, so this we had a machlokes in the Mishnah as well. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Yossi says, that ultimately, again, you're only chayiv if you offer up the karban on a mizbeach. You need an actual altar outside of the Beis HaMikdash for shchutei chutz in order to be chayiv. And versus Rabbi Shimon who said, even if you offered it up on what? On a stone, anything, even on a bama. So says the Gemara, here we go. Amar Afuna, my time, Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's logic? In other words, why does Rabbi Yossi say that ultimately you have to go ahead and you need a mizbeach? Dechsev vayiven noach mizbeach l'Hashem. Because Rabbi say, ultimately, again, what do you see? Now, Noach built a bamas yachid. Right? Noach built a personal altar. Yet, what do you see? Even for a personal altar, it has to be a bama. Excuse me, it has to be a mizbeach. To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's logic? They know for shchutei chutz, you don't need a mizbeach. Even all you need is a stone. Any kind of bama suffices. Dechsev vayikach manoach es kedi aizim ve'as hamincha bayal ala tzur laHashem." We said this is by Manoach, right? This is by ultimately by Shimshon. Right when the Malach comes to announce the birth of Shimshon to his parents, so Manoach builds a bama. And what does he offer up on the bama? He offers up karbanos on the bama. So this is actually quite interesting. So essentially, we have two psukim. Rabbi Yossi is saying that we learn it out from Noach. The Torah goes out of its way to say that Noach built a mizbeach. So you see from here that even for a bamas yochid, you require a mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, Manoach is building a bamas yochid, and it's just a bama. It just takes a stone. So we'll say, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the statement by Noach? Hahu gofa ba'alma. So this is actually very interesting. So Rabbi Shimon says, it doesn't literally mean that Noach built a mizbeach. Rather, what does it mean? It means that Noach built a high altar. Why would Noach build a high altar? We'll say, very simple, ease of use. Right? Then Noach doesn't have to bend down in order to go ahead and offer up the carbon. The carbon could just be offered up at level. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rabbi Shimon understands that Mizbeach in this context actually means a higher altar. It's not talking about the nature of the altar, just the height of the altar. And we'll say, what does Rabbi Yossi do with the Vayikach Manoach, which sounds like even a bama is fine. Horas Shah Haisa. That's the exception. That's the exception. Rabbi Yossi, Manoach was the exception because ultimately, again, apparently since the Malach appeared to him right then and there, he felt that he had to give a karban right then and there, and therefore, again, that was a Rosh Shah, a momentary dispensation from the normative halacha. V'ibayisema, another possibility is, high time with Rabbi Shimon. Right, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Kedisanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mizbeach, Pesach, Oel Moed. supposed to listen to this. So the pasuk says, "You shall build a mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed." Vein mizbeach bebama lefichach hela ala seven ala sela o ala eben chayiv. Supposed to listen to this, and a mizbeach can't be a bama. Therefore, again, if you went ahead and you offered up on a sela or on a mizbeach, ultimately, again, you will be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Yatza mi bayale. So the Gemara says, Yatza? Why does he use lashon of Yatza? Hachi kamer. This is what it means to say. Lefi, in other words, we'll say, it's not that you're yotze, it's that you're chayiv. To which the Gemara says, Hachi kamer. Lefi chach, bishas iser habamos. Therefore, we'll say, at a time where a bama is aser, I was going to say, when is a bama aser? A bama's aser is when there is a centralized place of service, like a mishkan or a beis hamikdash. That's when the bama is aser. So therefore, again, hela ala sela, o ala evan chayiv. If you offered up a carbon on the stone, we'll say sela or evan are just different types of stone, you will be chayiv. By Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina, so we'll say, interesting shayla, keren v'kevesh v'yisod v'ribua, ma'ushi ake bama. So we'll say, listen to this. So the shayla now is, in a time where ultimately, again, bamos are used. So what type of criteria exists? So I just want to point out here something very interesting. So we end up having a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, we'll say, about what type of external altar, ultimately, again, is there a violation of shchutei chutz? So amazingly enough, Rabbi Shimon says anything, even a stone, even a sela, even an oven. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you actually need a type of mizbeach. So just again, it's a fundamental machlokes between the two. Now the Gemara asks as follows. We'll say, when a bama is used, so this has a twofold question. Whether it's according to the opinion who hold that you're chayiv for shchut echutz, even for a bama, but even a more profound question, when bamos were used, so now the shayla is, what are the halachic details, or what are the halachic obligations that a bama has? So for example, the Gemara, well, that's the wrong English. Bama doesn't have any halachic obligations. The idea is, what are the requirements? What are the requirements for a bama? What are the requirements for a bama? So basically, the Gemara asks as follows. Keren, so let's say keren means a corner, right? Or literally a horn. Like, you know, the mizbeach had those protrusions on the corners. They call them kronos, or horns. So keren, kevesh, a ramp. You sewed a base, viribua. Rabbi says ribua means it has to be squared. These are all details as they apply by the mizbeach. Mahu shi'aki babama. Do they apply to a bama as well? Amud Rabbi Yirmiyah Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, keren, the horns, kevesh, the ramp, ribua, the obligation to have it squared off, viyisod, and the base, ma'akvin babama gidola. These are details which apply to a bama gidola. What's a bama gidola? The bama gidola was the altar used for national service, for centralized service. So what's Rashi points out of here, bama gidola, afnov v'givon shei bamos tzibur. So what's a bama gidola means a bama that is used for tzibur service. So a bama that is used for tzibur service has all of the same criteria as the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. But a bamas yochid, what we call a bama kitana, an individual bama, when those bamos were permitted, does not have any of these particular obligations. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in the Mishkan for test tomorrow.